Track 5. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador and our columnist Nick Aitchison is listening out for a sign that spring is on its way.
One day this January, on a morning of glass sharp light, when perhaps the grass has been crisply rhymed in the night, a domino will topple. Its fall will seem like almost nothing at the time. Just an early bird in song. But dominoes toppling topple dominoes, and butterflies fluttering unleash unseen earthquakes far away. To be sure, a bird in song is of itself remarkable. That evolution should have owned the avian syrinx to produce such varied and such beautiful sound, not for human benefit, but to establish territory and to woo a mate. This is objectively astounding. But the wonder of this January song does not end there. Our songster is a missel thrush. His song, for in almost all of our British birds a songster is inevitably a male, is among the very first to break the silence of the woods each year. Missel thrush song is rich and musical, but, fading as its phrases swiftly do to silence, it has an indefinable air of sadness. Such happiness this January day to hear the clamouring of a mottle-chested bird for life, its right to breed for spring, and yet so strangely melancholy too. Melancholy, yes, but powerful. Though spring is weeks away, the sun's weak heat, and there are endless days of bleak grey rain to come, our missel thrush's song is spring's first domino, stirred perhaps, or irked, by his stentorious neighbour's voice above. A wren may spin his tangled web of song this January day for the first time since October, or from a tattered bramble clump, a dirt-brown dunnock may be tempted into breathy, still uncertain voice. Spring's dominoes begin to topple all around. By January, days are just a little longer. The sun is fractionally warmer. On bright days, by late morning, there's heat enough to lull the goshawks into courtship. These thrilling muscle-chested birds, silent slayers in conifer plantations all over Norfolk, plunge and swoop above dull winter stands of spruce and larch and pine, claiming their place on earth, their deep stick nests, their moment in the timeless chain of life. Beneath them, tiny by comparison, great tits give their rocking songs. Their message is the same. This place is ours, for now, to hand on genes through generations. By March, the dominoes of spring are toppling fast. Though chiff-chaffs are now quite common as Norfolk winter birds, this month our residents are joined by chiff-chaffs that have wintered in North Africa. The scraping three-note voice of sandwich terns is heard along the coast by late March too. They have wintered even further south, on the beaches of West Africa. On days of warmth in March, insects are suddenly in evidence everywhere. Clouds of amorous non-biting midges hang above the sunny footpaths, and overwintered adult butterflies, brimstones, peacocks and small tortoiseshells take at last a tentative flight, powered by gathering warmth. Beneath them, at ground level, queen buff-tailed bumblebees blunder between early flowers, buzzing noisily. By night, still frigid ponds and ditches purr with frogs and pipe with toads, each of them calling for a mate. Spring's imperative is clear. Be heard, be found, pass on the ancient code that's written in your cells. Make life. April, May and June are nothing less than riotous, dominoes toppling everywhere you look and listen. Birdsong becomes louder, more demanding, every day at dawn. Chitinous swarms of dragonflies rustle over waterways, hunting midges. They in turn are hunted by the hobby. This dashing falcon, mustachioed like Errol Flynn, arrives each spring from Africa to prey on swallows, martins, dragonflies, and all the summer folk. By July and August, the year has tipped towards the darker days again. The lush, fresh green of spring and early summer is turning gold with age. But there are countless colours still to come this year, and countless dominoes still to fall. The marshes of our coast are bruised with purple now, in the billion blooms of common sea lavender. The golden constellations of sea aster are among them, and the soft pink puffs of thrift. On the beach nearby is all the noise and drama of a colony of nesting birds. Little terns shimmer silver in the summer sun. Oyster catchers demand attention both with piercing voices and with carrot bills and bright pied plumage. Ringed plovers take a different path. Their colours have evolved to hide them among pebbles, their mottled eggs to be invisible on the beach. By September, rooks and jackdaws have already gathered in their winter hordes, decking woods with black. The first of winter's migrants arrive in September too. Teal from Fennoscandia, widgeon from Russia, and pink-footed geese from Iceland. In October, our January singing missel thrush is joined by winter thrushes from Scandinavia and Siberia. Slim red wings bring fizzing calls and black-tailed fieldfares, chuckling loudly as they come. Then winter, dark, damp, cold, and challenging. Challenging for many species, especially vertebrates, which struggle to find sufficient calories to make it through each day and night. Challenging for humans too, as we mourn the dying of the light, the dull grey weeks of drizzle, and the silence. By December, nothing but the robin's rueful trickle can be heard in woods and gardens. But then, in January, on a day of winter gloves and coats and hats, there comes the promise of all the warmth and colour and sound ahead. As you wander through the woods or beneath a tall tree on the common, you hear the loud yet strangely tragic fluting of the missel thrush. Dominoes begin to topple. Your mind leaps forward to the spring and summer, then the autumn, and you're deeply grateful. To the missel thrush for telling of the coming year, the ceaseless patterns of the natural world, and to all the other lives with which we share our precious Norfolk, for giving music, drama, and delight to all our days. For giving life.